Here we go. Here we go.
Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, what's going on? What's popping? It's your boy, Mr. Locario, the bad boy of the dating game. What's good? So listen, I'm going to tell you how you can get a woman obsessed with you. How you get a girl to really, really be feeling you, right? So
what's going on, everybody? www.themanmindset.com. It's your boy, the Dean. Class is in session. You know what, guys? What I want to talk to you guys today about is attraction. And the thing for a lot of you guys is that you think you get a pass straight to attraction when you meet a woman. That's not going to happen. In order to do that, guys, you have to make sure you get curiosity.
The following is rated TV-MALSV. It contains strong language. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Welcome to the Dating Advice Hour with your hosts, Mr. Locario and Steve the Dean Williams. This show will teach you how to keep conversations going, how to be more attractive, more confident, more masculine, how to be better at knowing what to say to a woman and have a more satisfied dating and sex life. Mr. Locario is the bad boy of the dating game. BadBoyMembership.com is where you can go to step up your game, as Mr. Locario provides you with detailed step-by-step dating advice, audio-video tutorials every month. Steve the Dean Williams has been teaching men about dating, sex, and manhood for over 25 years, from building yourself to having the perfect marriage. His website is www.themanmindset.com. The call-in number is 515-605-9373. That's 515-605-9373. Take it away, guys.
All right, man, we here. What's up, everybody? Chilling with my boy, Mr. Locario. Mr. Carr, what's going on with you, dog? Tell him about yourself, man.
Chilling, man. I just woke up. Feel like I'm catching a cold, but, you know, I'm feeling great, man. Feeling great. So, today, guys, as usual, make sure that you go to badboymembership.com. That is the place where you get 45 through 90 minute audio and video dating advice tutorials every month. That is the spotlight there. So make sure you guys get that. Also, follow me on Instagram, goddammit, okay, at Real Mr. Locario. So that's the joint. You feel me?
No doubt. All right, guys, I want to holler at us, themanmindset.com. Guys, members, don't forget the Halloween game is out for you guys, the trick-or-treat game. Also, guys, the Halloween game is out at the Man Mindset. Make sure y'all go ahead and cop that right now. Y'all want to call in, the number is 515-605-9373. That's 515-605-9373. We're here to read emails and chop it up. But, you know, today's a kind of a special day because, you know, I don't know why I have this guy on the show, because he just got exposed like last week and shit. So I don't even know why I want to fuck with him, because some guy comes on and does a video talking about he's exposing Mr. Locario and shit.
Right.
Man, dog, we gotta take a moment to talk about that, because this is why, Mr. Locario, the majority loses. Now, I need to ask you a question, Mr. Locario. Let me ask you this question.
Right.
Now, I listened to a lot of that shit he was saying, which is full of shit. But let me ask you a question. Did he ever join the Bad Boy membership? Did he ever graduate? He never did anything. He never invested in himself. He automatically assumed that because he's a loser and has a loser mindset, that what you're saying is wrong. Is that what I'm taking from that, sir?
Pretty much. So, because, you know, the thing is, for those who don't know, there was a dude who came out with a video the other day. some cat named Young. I forgot what his name was, but it's on YouTube. You could Google it. It's titled Exposing Mr. Locario or something. And he basically, in the video, was talking about, oh, Mr. Locario, you a fraud, and you lying to everyone, because it's not about confidence. It's just about how you look, and it's just about money. And, you know, the whole looks money status shit, that crowd. You understand? And you're always going to have those crowd of people who always fall back to that, because they don't understand anything about women and attraction and dating and game. They don't understand nothing about that. So they think It's all about your looks, all about your money, all about your status, and that's it, period. So, you know, it's comical to me, though. I'm just like, man, like, and it's almost sad. It's sad, too, because you look at these guys and you're like, yo, they're going to be forever stuck on the bullshit. So, it's just, you know, until they wake up, ain't nothing you can really do with these cats. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, it is what it is.
You know, man, that's the weird thing, brother, about the thing about success when you never had success is that you want to always see. I always say you only see to your level. Mm-hmm. And a lot of these guys, just like that guy, has what I call world is flat thinking. He won't go beyond that edge because he thinks that he needs outside things to get women. And mm-hmm. the problem is that he's not using who he is as a man, because, I mean, you can tell by his mentality that he came from, it was more of a feminine type thing. Like, here's my thing, man. You just automatically assume that Mr. Lucario is trying to do harm to you by telling you a truth. You want to sit there and how can you expose success? That's what I don't. I mean, how can you expose success? Excuse me, in a negative light when you are a successful man. Mm-hmm. And it's amazing to me that it's this mentality that a lot of young men have today. You know, we always talk about mom. You can always tell he wasn't raised by a dad. You can tell that off the bat. But it was like this guy, like you say, I feel bad for him because he has this mindset. Like he's looking for compassion. He's looking for sympathy. Mm-hmm. He's looking to be the, you know, poor me, my pee-pee hurt. never once did he say anything, Mr. Carr, about, you know what? Well, I was a part of the bad boy membership. I got is how to sleep with two women in one. I think sleep with two women in a night, or how we
have sex with two women a day.
Yeah, how to sex with two women a day. I'm sorry. Yeah. Right. So he didn't even read those books, Mr. Lucario. He didn't do anything. But that is why they lose, because they do nothing and they everything. And then when they don't get anything, they want to look at the successful one and say he's the one that's doing wrong and not look at himself.
Right. Exactly. That's how it always goes. That's how it always goes. And it's funny that these dudes out here, they keep saying the same thing over and over again. And I'm like, yo, all the shit you're talking about has already been debunked and disproven. You know, you got guys out here who don't look like nothing getting girls all day. You got guys out here who's broke as fuck getting a whole bunch of chicks here and there. You know what I'm saying? Like, they had a video of a homeless guy getting with a whole bunch of chicks. You know what I'm saying? It's ridiculous. So, and when dudes talk about status, you know, most motherfuckers ain't on no high status. Most dudes is the average dude, 9-to-5 working guy. So what are you talking about? And these guys get women. So all of this shit dudes be talking about is like, it's like they don't live in the real world or something. I'm like, my God, you know.
Well, they live in a fantasy world, because what I've noticed is not just what we saw in that video, but I noticed a lot of young men are so mad at the Pookies and Ray Rays of the world. Right. They're sitting here saying, "Well, I've got the corner office, I've got the job, I've got the degrees, I've got this and that." Yeah, you got all that outside shit that doesn't matter. Pookie and Ray Ray don't have anything. You know what they have? They have their last name. They have principles. They have standards. And they have narratives. That's why they get the women. It's not about what they do. It's who they are. And a lot of these young men won't connect this, because all they're doing is going to the next YouTube, listening to a lot of bullshit about lying, manipulating, deceiving, and all this other shit. And then when they get around a woman and she ain't buying into that bullshit, then all of a sudden, I'm the victim. Oh, she just an ain't shit bitch. She'd rather be with that motherfucker over there than be with me. Man, what do you have to offer? Well, I got the car. Car ain't going to show your personality.
Right.
Your house ain't going to show that you fun to be around with. Your money ain't gonna show how sexual you are in bed, but this is what happens. They don't see it. But I'm sorry. I just wanted to cover that real quick, Lucario, because that shit was so fucking funny Right. It was like mind blowing, dog. So who's going up first, fam?
Yeah, you can go first. You can go first.
All right, guys, and if y'all want to call in, the number is, let me post it up, is 515-605-9373. It's 515-6, oh, shit. How about the pro? Hold on a second. Hold on. Put the number in. Hold on. 515-605. All right, five. There you go. That's the number. There's a call in. All right, let me read the first one. All right. Steve, I'm new to your website. A lot of great information. I just had to ask a question. I consider myself an intermediate when it comes to picking up women. I'm great at approaching. I have no issues with this. I focus on complimenting the girl on her hair, her body language, and her fashion, which they love. I've had responses like, aren't you polite, and that is so complimentary. The approach generally goes like this. I approach and I ask her where she going or doing. I talk about what I was doing or going to do. I talk about career and job, the same story. The girl decides to leave, and I try to go for a phone number, and I get the boyfriend rejection. But sometimes when they get their number, they never call me back. I think it's a vibe and issue. But I always something I always notice is that midway through the interaction with the girl, she kind of rocks her body to leave, like she's like trying to get away. A lack of communication in my approaches. What do you think is going on? What are your thoughts?
Mm-hmm. Well, the thing is, you know, what's hard to really assess in these type of situations is, you know, there might be things he's doing that we don't know because we're not there with him, so we can't really. Because it could be something as simple as, you know, him not, you know, giving enough eye contact, or him fucking like, you know, stumbling over his words, or him, you know, just his body language is off. He's looking away or looking down or whatever. So a whole bunch of those things that could throw shit off. Or, you know, shit like, look, you know. Your clothes might be not on point. Your breath might stink. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? But the thing is, in general, let's say just for sake of argument, everything is on point, right? And it's really just the vibe is that you're giving off. And a lot of times, what happens is that when you guys are out there talking to women, right, you have to make it a little bit more flirtatious and sexual. And make it as if, like, look, I'm a man trying to, you know, interact with a woman. A lot of times guys do this very platonic, you know, oh, hey, so what are you up to? And how's your day? And what do you do? And that's cool for a second. But at the same time, you have to set the premise that, look, I'm trying to make something happen with you. So what's good? You understand? And I think what happens is that because dudes are scared to do that, it throws everything off because the woman ends up dealing with a guy who she feels like she's always dealing with. Because a lot of guys come up to women and approach them on some just friendly, platonic, you know, non-sexual, very like, you know what I'm saying? Like just some regular shit. And then you become regular like the other guys. So the thing that's going to make you stand out is you actually being in a situation where you make it a man-to-woman, sexual, flirtatious interaction, you know, as soon as possible. And then let the girl know, hey, listen, I'm going to give you my number, and I'm going to need you to call me on Monday at 8 o'clock or whatever. Just, like, give her instructions. Let her know that this is a sexual thing that's going to happen. You know, a lot of guys, they just keep it at this, like, platonic, regular type of stuff, and that's the thing that's going to throw it off. That's the thing that makes a woman want to leave, because dudes be beating around the bush so much, they don't get to the point, and she's just like, oh, here goes another one. That I'm just going to feel like my time's being wasted or whatever. So, you know, Steve, what's your thoughts on that?
Well, I don't believe it's a vibe and issue in this email. I think it's a him issue. You're right about a lot of everything you're saying, but this is what I always try to explain to you guys, number one. Number one, you don't know her. Why are you asking personal information from somebody when it's none of your business? Is it your business where she's going and doing? No. What does that have to do with you getting with her? Nothing. The fact that you start talking about where you're going, you talk about career and your job to someone you just met on the fucking street. Are you serious? Is that what's in the water nowadays? Y'all motherfuckers, why you think she's trying to get away from you? Because you're a creepy, weird motherfucker that is throwing shit up on the wall and hoping something sticks because you don't have a mouthpiece and you don't know how to talk to motherfucking women. The problem with these guys, Mr. Lucario, is that they wanna ask questions and talk about shit that they don't really give a fuck about. You're asking her about shit. You don't care about how her day is and what she's up to. You don't give a fuck about her job and her career. So then why are you asking about things that have nothing to do with what you are there for? That's why they don't want to be with you and want to be with guys like us, because I'm not going to beat around the bush. I'm not going to sit here and talk about shit that has nothing to do with you and I getting together, or you getting in touch with me, or us going out and spending some time together. Nothing says this, and this is why he loses, and this is why he gets the "I have a boyfriend," or "I'm married," or "I'm just not interested" in things like that, or you'll get her information and she won't call you back or anything like that. Why? Because there are a million guys who have approached her before you came, and then there's going to be a million motherfuckers that approach you afterwards. And like you said, Mr. Cario, if he is doing the same shit like the million before and the million after, there is nothing going to separate you. But if you got a Lucario or a motherfucking Steve walking up on your ass, talking that yak to you, let you know what the deal is from Jump Street, we have already separated ourselves just off the interaction alone. And that right there is going to move it from curiosity, Mr. Lucario, to getting her attention. You will not get a woman's attention asking about what the fuck she does, where she's going, what she does for a fucking living. All that shit is showing you that, you know what? You have no game. You're terrible in bed. You wouldn't know what to do if you got it. And if she got in touch with you, you bake and cake up like a motherfucking chick. So it ain't working, man.
Real shit. And you know what it is? Real quick, I want to say about that too.
Yes.
Is that what guys need to understand is that women get approached all the time. Dudes is trying to talk to them all the time. So what you have to understand is that they're used to hearing the same old, same old. You feel what I'm saying? So the thing is, when you approach a girl and you talk to her, based off of how you're coming at her, she sort of knows or can tell if you're the type of guy who usually gets women or gets with women or understands this whole thing. So when you're talking to her and you're having that conversation, you're making stuff happen, just off the fact that she can tell that you know how to talk to women is already going to be a turn on for her, is already going to make her interested, because she knows, she says to herself, oh, this guy, I know he probably has girls already he's talking to. I know that women find him attractive. So therefore, I'm going to find this dude attractive. I'm going to want to see what he's about. You feel what I'm saying? And I can assess this based off of how he's coming at me. So let's say you got 10 guys that hollered at her in that, you know, in that day or in that week or whatever, and 9 of them was going up to her talking about, oh, so, hey, so how's the weather going? And what are you up to? And, you know, just some regular bullshit. She's going to be like, all right, you know, all these guys are talking all of that shit. You feel what I'm saying? Then she get a guy that comes up to her and be like, yo, listen, miss, what's going on? My name is Lucario. How you doing? Oh, your name is Stacy. Cool, nice to meet you. Listen, what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you my number, and I'm going to need you to call me tomorrow, because I'm going to take you out. We're going to, you know, get some drinks. I'm going to get to know you. You're going to get to know me. You know, whatever. It's like, it's a different vibe. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Versus the guys that are just beating around the bush and being on some pussy shit. You see what I mean? So a chick's going to respond better when she's dealing with a guy who she feels that she can see basically knows how to talk to girls and who's comfortable talking to women.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. A guy that's been there before, Ms. LaCar. Let me see this call. Is this guy? Are you listening? Do you have a question, sir?
I'm just listening, sir.
Yeah, so the thing is, Mr. Lucario, is that you're absolutely right, and she can tell if you've been there before, because only an arrogant, selfish, conceited motherfucker is going to make it about him.
Right.
He's going to, it's like you said, what's how you doing? This is why I came over here. This is what I want. Why don't you give me a call? You know, that's it. Cut and dry. Cut and dry. That's it. And float the fuck off. You got it, Mr. Lucario.
All right, cool. So let me get to this question. Hold on, let me see. All right. So it says, I want to know, what's the point of getting with these women if they're all hypergamous. If I get with a girl, isn't she just going to end up leaving me when she finds someone who has more money than me? It seems like all these women care about is money and how much a guy can do for them and don't really care about the guy. So doesn't it make sense to not even get into a relationship with these girls and just try to get sex as soon as possible? So what's your thoughts on that?
Well, I think that he should not get with a woman. I think he is absolutely right. And let me tell you why. Because she's not going to want to be with a loser. See, here's the thing that this is the thing that makes me laugh about you motherfuckers out here. Just because it's happening to that guy over there doesn't mean it's happening to me.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know how many motherfucking women I have had who have had bad who are in bad relationships, boring relationships, or have a bunch of loser friends that treat them like shit, but get with me and treat me like the king that I know that I fucking am?
Mm-hmm.
And, but see, the problem is, Lucario, when you, this is so beautiful, it goes back to the beginning of the first guy that was exposing you.
Mm-hmm.
If you cannot stand on anything, see, a man that stands on his own name doesn't worry about the next man, doesn't worry about what's happening with the next relationship. All he worries about is what is the motherfucker going to do for him? What is she bringing to my kingdom? What is she doing to me? Because I don't give a fuck what she is doing to the next man disrespectfully. She ain't going to do that shit to me. So why would I even worry? See, the fact, Ms. Lucario, that he's worried about the next man and not working on himself, it not only shows us, Ms. Lucario, but it shows the woman that this man doesn't stand on anything and she can treat him like everybody else, because what he'll do if he gets in a relationship, Ms. Lucario, he'll walk on eggshells because he has already got it in his head that, well, you know, generalizing, all these women treat these guys like shit. But you know what, Ms. Lucario? He's right about that. All these women treat these bitch-ass males like shit. That's true. They ain't going to treat me like that, but I don't mind them treating like, look, I don't mind her dogging out the next man. I don't mind her using the next man for his money. I don't mind her taking money from him, robbing Peter to pay Paul, me. I don't mind all of that, Mr. Lucario. Why? Because she's not going to do that shit to me. So why do I give a fuck what she does to them, sir?
Nah, real shit. And you know, it's funny because dudes always are scared of this whole, they talk about, oh, she's hypergamy or hypergamous or whatever the fuck, where it's like, they're like, oh, well, you know, she's going to get with the guy who has more money or more of this or more of that. And what you got to understand, and this is the problem that guys got, this shows how important confidence is and also how important game is. Also, you know, how important it is to get into a woman's mind and have her emotionally attached to you, because a lot of dudes think that it's just about like, well, if this guy has more money, she's going to jump on him. No. The thing is, well, especially let's talk about money. The money thing is a thing women are attracted to based off of what you can do for them with those resources. It's not about you. It could be about any guy with money. So if a woman's fucking with a dude just because she has money, it means she's not really into him. You see what I'm saying? If that's the sole purpose why she's fucking with you, she wasn't really into you anyway. So that means that, of course, when another guy comes around with more money, she's going to get with him because she don't really like you. So what happens is that you guys aren't getting with women who actually like you. So this is why we talk about you got to become the best version of yourself. You have to work on yourself as a man and understand your value so that when you're dealing with women, they will see your value. You see what I mean? And once a woman sees your value and once she's attached to you emotionally, she's not going to just go and jump and leave you for some dude who has more money, because it was never about the money with you. You see what I'm saying? Like you were saying, Steve, she probably, you know, fuck with the dude with the money and bring the money back to you.
Yeah.
Before she's fucking with you. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so that's the thing that dudes don't understand, is that because they don't see the value in themselves, they can't understand how women would see value in them. And this is why they're so scared about, oh, well, she's going to leave me for somebody else who got a better car or more money, because your whole game is about how much money you got and the nice car you got. You see what I mean? It's not about you. You see what I mean? And so you put value in those other things, and the only value she sees in you is those other things. So you're irrelevant to the situation, which is why you're scared of this hypergamy and all this other goofy shit. You see what I'm saying? So if you're worried about, oh, the chick's going to get with another dude because he's bigger or better and all this other stuff, that means that's a reflection of how you see yourself. You don't see yourself as valuable, period. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's the thing that guys got to understand, man.
Well, I just want to say this real quick. We got a few calls, but I want to say, you know, it brings a tear to my eye. And I say this, and I think y'all want to laugh at me, but if I could give you motherfuckers a fruit basket or like a thank you card, you know what I mean? I'm not trying to be fucking funny here, but I just can't thank these guys enough for the no spine. I can't, man, it's nothing like her taking your money and just buying me a new pair of shoes or buying some jewelry for me or taking me out on your money. I mean, you know, sometimes I get a little choked up because I'm like, damn, man, y'all are some great-ass guys, and I appreciate y'all working hard so she can spend your money on me. But
right.
Last thing I want to say, if you notice, and y'all all remember, we try to also teach you listening skills. Mm-hmm. What was he saying? She, them, they. There was never I, me, my. My thing is, the problem that we have is that we get with women, it's not that's the issue. Our issue is we got to vet them. Then we got to figure what type they are. Then we got to figure how much of my attention can I give her without her either going overboard, getting stalky, or going crazy. That's our problem. But see,
right.
It's me, I. But if you notice that message, y'all, you got to listen, guys, pointing the finger, she does this and they do this and they, but he never mentioned I, you know? So, but we got a few calls. Let's bring these in before I read my one. Unavailable, are you listening or did you have a question, sir? All right, hang up on you if you don't speak. All right, 516, do you have a question, sir?
Yeah, man, what's up, Steve? What's up, Licario?
What up?
What's good?
Going on?
So, Steve, Sunday, I was at the mall. I approached this girl, like you said you did, and I got the date, set it up for Monday, which was yesterday. And I want to say the date went pretty well. You know, I ended up kissing her a couple times. And my question is, like, the first time I was kissing her, like, we were sitting down in the park on this bench, and I think, like, I had trouble with the transition from like speaking from regular conversation to like getting the kiss started. So I just want to know, like, how could I improve on that? Like, how do I make it smoother in the future?
Oh, Ms. Carr, you want to go first on that one, sir?
No, you can go first.
All right. Well, what I would say on this one, 516, is that remember, I've already marinated the pussy before we even meet, number one. But if we're on the date, the first thing I'm doing is I'm recognizing the outfit, and I'm going to use that to my benefit, telling her how sexy she is. Let me see you, girl. Come over. Man, wait, why are you so far away from me? Come on, give me, where's my hug at? Oh, so you want to give me a hug? You know what? I'm leaving. The date's over. Walk away and say, nah, I'm just joking. Get her to laugh a little bit. Break the ice a little bit. A lot of closeness. A lot of flirtation. I don't know. Do you have the conversation classes?
I just bought that from you, like, the day of the date.
All right, well, okay. Okay, well, shit. All right, well, what I would have used once you learn it, I would use some ethicals, some reliables, and some accessibles. I would use two ethicals, one reliable, maybe three accessibles. You'll learn that in a conversation class. But the thing is this. I'm not thinking what's going to happen before I get the kiss. I'm thinking about what I'm doing after I get the kiss because I know I'm going to set myself up in that moment. But it is what I'm saying is you say you got the kiss from her, right?
Yeah.
Okay, what did you do to get the kiss?
All right, so let me know what you think about this. So I don't know, like I kind of like in the beginning I was kind of inching forward a little bit, not really for the kiss, but like just getting closer to her, which I felt like was not smooth. But then, I don't know, we were in the park, so we saw this chipmunk. And, you know, she started talking about chipmunks or whatever. And I was like, oh, you got chipmunk cheeks because she kind of got, like, little big cheeks. So I started, like, playing with her cheeks a little bit. And then, she was like, oh, I don't like my chipmunk cheeks. And she's like, and I got a mustache, too, blah, blah. Because, you know, like, how some women have, like, just a little bit of hair on their upper lip or whatever. And they get all uptight about it. So I was like, nah. I was like, you know, I can't be around you. You know, I don't like trannies, whatever. Like, I don't like that mustache shit or whatever. And
Stop. Never talk. Okay, listen. They're real self-conscious, okay? You were going down the right pathway. You just kind of veered a little bit. Look, it's this easy. Y'all talking about chipmunks. You know what? You know the weird thing about me is that I need to make a confession to you, baby. And let me play the music real quick because I just like in the mood to. Let me just get my chipmunk on. So we at the park. We talking about chipmunks. 516. So I'm gonna look at it while we talking about the chipmunks, dog. I'm gonna be like, hey, check it out. You know what? I got a confession to make. Now, look, I don't want you to judge me on this, but what I want you to know is this. I've never kissed a chipmunk before. I've always wondered how it would be to kiss someone with chipmunk cheeks. Because, look, you got very, very sexy cheeks. Then I would take my finger, my thumb, and I would strum right on the side of her cheek a little bit and kind of move closer to her, take a step forward. Because what you're doing is you're setting a mood here. But when you're talking about transvestites and mustaches and shit like that, the pussy will get dry. Lucario, what do you got on that, man?
Nah, that's real talk. Like you know, when you were flirting about the chipmunk cheeks, that was cool. But again, like you said, it's all about how the mood is because women are all about how they feel in the moment. So if you take them out that moment with some other stuff that's gonna make them feel subconscious, then that's gonna probably ruin the mood. But you were saying, like, how do you transition into it? It's really all about how the mood is set. So, like, when you were saying that whole chipmunk thing, that's setting the mood and she's getting, you know, like, interested. So a lot of times it's just really being close to her and keeping that mood set and then just going in for it. You know, understand what I'm saying? So you don't really necessarily need to do anything, like, extra. So were you asking, like, what are some ways to keep it smooth? Or what was the specific, like, thing? Like, what else were you trying to do as far as that moment was concerned?
Yeah, like, basically, I mean, you saw how fucked up it was. Like, I was just trying to figure out how to be smooth with it, you know? And, like, I guess, like, kind of just do it the right way and set the mood, like, just exactly what Steve was just, you know, talking about.
Yeah, but transvestites aren't going to set the mood. I'm sorry, Lucario.
Right. No.
Yeah, I made that mistake, you know, like, trying to be funny, and then, I mean, it should have been better.
Saying you did kiss her, right?
I still did, yeah, a couple times, too. Like, it wasn't even just that one time. Like, you know, I kissed her again before we left and everything.
Right, so you're already kissing her. So what's the issue then? Like, what's the issue?
I just wanted to make it smoother. You know, I mean, you saw like it was, you saw I needed some help with the transvestite shit. Like that shit was not A1. But like, you know, I just wanted to make it smoother for the future. You know.
Right. Well, I guess what you can do is, you know, stay away from shit that's gonna make it sound like you're. You're fucking, you know what I mean? Like telling her she looks like a dude. You feel what I'm saying? So, like that. You know what I mean? It's just you gotta sort of like use your best judgment a lot of times when you're doing these things. You know what I'm saying? Because truthfully, you can say anything to a chick at the end of the day, but you know, but it's sort of like sometimes the way you say it. But some things you want to still feel out the situation and see how she's responding to you because. If she's responded to you positively by you flirting with her, telling her she has cute chipmunk cheeks and all that shit, that's cool. You understand? But then when you're going off a little too much to the left, sometimes you can see her facial expressions and her reactions, and it'll tell you, like, okay, yeah, let me not go down that direction. You see what I mean? So that's what it
is. Yeah, and I just want to say this. There's a few more things that I would. If you would have used the kissing 101, a little bit of the making out, a touch of the five play, it would have been a done data. Because I like the fact that you got a kiss, but I want you to give her a kiss to make her realize that you are, oh, whoa, I'm dealing with a bad motherfucker, okay? That's number one. But no, number two, like Licario said, you know, you got to set that moment. And I don't know if you got a chance to listen. Like I said, I made some videos. You can listen to my spoken word that you can pick off of. You know, you can use the words that I'm using. I send it absolutely free to y'all guys. So if y'all want to check that out, send me an email. But I'm just saying you got to utilize that. But again, it's not just setting up the kiss. That's why I say after the kiss or during. You got to learn the kissing 101 techniques. You can do the make out and the five play with her clothes on to make her hot and horny. So then everything after that is going right downhill at that point. So the last question I want to know, what happened after? How did the date go? What happened afterwards?
I mean, this was last night. So, I mean, I dropped her off. And, I mean, I haven't heard from her since, which probably isn't good, but.
Remember, and this is what we try to tell you guys, just because you get the date or she calls you, you still, look, every, think about, like, and Licario said this in the previous thing, and I said this, every level you get at, there are other guys who are on that level. Are you going to be like them and stay still? Or are you going to do something different that's going to catapult you and move you to the next level? See, a lot of y'all guys do basic things, basic conversations, basic kissing, basic touching, basic petting. Y'all do these basic things. Now, don't get me wrong. You took a step forward, and I give you credit on that. That is good. But you must continue it because, I know the pussy's already mine. As soon as we start texting, within 2 days, I mean, it's already a done deal. And I know if I get hold of her ass and be able to use some of my kissing 101 techniques, it's already look. Not only is she calling me that night, she's gonna call me when she gets home. She's gonna call me when she's taking a shower, and she's damn sure gonna call me before she goes to bed. But that's the difference, big guy. So I'm gonna give you an A for the effort. I'm gonna give you a C minus, well, a D for that transvestite shit. I'll give you a C plus or a low B minus for the kiss, but it can always be improved, man. Licario, what you got on that, man?
Yeah, no, I'll feel you on that, man. Just like, you know, just get a little bit more practice on, you know, your flirting with these women. You know what I'm saying? And this is why it's important for guys to get out there and practice, because the more you do it, the more second nature becomes, and the more you know, you start to get a feel for how to go about it. Because the thing is, see, you don't want to necessarily try to be smooth. You understand? You want to just end up being smooth, because that becomes part of your energy. You see what I'm saying? And it becomes that way once, the more that you practice and the more that you interact with the women, because then it becomes more natural. You see what I'm saying? And so this is why you want to just get out there and keep doing what you're doing and practicing it with other women too, and, you know, make it happen. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Last thing I just want to say is this, and here's the worst part about it. You didn't even put the cherry on top. Why didn't you send her a message after you dropped her off? Or when you got home to let her know how the night was or how the day was? Why didn't you do that?
Well, I was thinking, like, if I did a good job, she should have been the one who was texting me.
Well, but you see, you didn't do a good job, right?
Yeah. No, I know. I mean...
Listen, it's not a thirsty thing, because I remember you. For guys like us, I've already reinforced it that I'm already in. But my thing is, I want her to go to bed thinking about me, and I want her to wake up thinking about me. That's all.
So, what would you have said, like, as a cherry on top, like as a text?
Oh, I would have. Well, hey, Licario, 1 second, sir. Let me, 5 7, so we'll bring you 1 second, dog. But let me tell you what I was saying. But hey, I just want to tell you, you know, what's up. I was saying, I just want to make sure that you're home safely and sound and all the other stuff. Just want to let you know that I had a great time. It was nice seeing you in that tight outfit that hugged your ass. showed your beautiful thighs. And you know what? The thing I love the most that I can remember is I finally got to know what it's like to kiss a chipmunk. But anyway, I just wanted to say hi to you. I hope that you stay sexy. When you get a chance, give me a holler. And, you know, we're going to set something up. We got to set up date number two at my place. Yeah, yeah, ga, ga, ga.
That's it.
That's it. Boom. That's it, man. Shit. Okay?
Yeah, man. All right, hey, I got
see, 516. The reason I played that music in the background, because I'm trying to set you guys in a mood, in a tone to shift down. Y'all got to learn that you got to be sometimes romantic, seductive, and sexual. You got to know how to shift that down. Because if you can't, you're going to be standing still, okay? So.
All right, man.
All right, no doubt. Respect to you. Good job. All right, we got two more calls, Mr. Lucario. All right, thank you, sir. Area code 570, then 407. 570, are you listening or do you have a question, sir?
Yes, sir. No, I'm here, brother. What's going on, fellas?
Yeah, what's your question, big dog? What's up?
I'm chilling, man. Listen, I'm at work. I won't be all long, and I want to draw the story out. But long story short, about a few weeks ago, I met this chick, right, at Walmart, right? And, you know, I gave her my business card. We talked for a little bit, gave her my business card. Then she reached back out to me about 2 weeks later, texted me. And then, so that was like on a Wednesday. And so I set up a date for her that Saturday. So we got together. I met at a little ice cream spot, right? And we were chilling, had a nice little, you know, about 15, 20 minute conversation over some ice cream. Then after that, we went bowling. I took a bowling. We went bowling. Then we had a good time bowling. Then after bowling, we went back to, got some wings. Then we went back to my spot. You know what I'm saying? Went back to my spot, had some wings, had a conversation. Then we said, just like that. Then we started watching a movie. We started watching a movie. And then she started, you know, running down her little personal saying that, well, you know, I am married, but I'm going through a divorce. And she a little young chick, man. She's like, man, like 24, 25 years old. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Saying she's going through a divorce, whatever case. And so in the middle of the movie, she was like, she got to go. So I didn't put the press on it. So I had, you know what I mean? She put her shoes on. I walked back to her car. I gave her a little hug. She tried to give me like one of the little church hugs to the side. And I grabbed her. I said, girl, I'm giving no church hug, girl. Come here, girl. Stop playing with me. And so I gave her a hug. And long story short, she left. And then, so now this is on a Saturday. And so I didn't hear from more. I texted on Sunday morning. So I enjoyed my evening with you last night. I'm looking forward to, you know, expand our conversation a little bit more. And so then she didn't reach back out to me. Well, she texted me back, said, yeah, I had a good time too, whatever the case. But then she didn't reach out back to me on Monday, Tuesday. This was on a Thursday she hit me back. She hit me just saying, what's up? And I said, what's up? Is our Saturday night. That's what's up. And then she had me a little, like one of the little smiley face emojis. And then so that Saturday, after I worked out, it was like around like 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I said, be ready at 6 o'clock. I want you to meet me at my spot, right? And then she said, okay, cool. So she came back to my spot. So she met me at my spot, right? As soon as she came over, she took her shoes off, sat on my couch, and said, I'm kind of hungry. That's how I am, too. So I called out some food. We got some food. Went to go get the food, and then we came back to my spot. And then we ate the food, started watching the movie again. And so I said, come here, girl. And she came over, you know, because she was sitting on one side of the couch. I was sitting on the other side of the couch. And excuse me if I'm talking too fast. I'm just like, I'm at work, you know what I mean, like behind this desk.
No, it's cool. Keep going.
I got you. But long story short, she was sitting on one side of the couch. I was sitting on the other side of the couch. And I said, come here, I got to tell you something. And so she came over there to me. And then she said, what you want? I said, what I want. And then I started kissing on her neck. And then straight from her neck, I went down to her, you know, opened her little shirt, and I went down and started sucking on her titties, whatever the case. Then, so I had to, you know, took her by her hand, and I took her to my bedroom. And long story short, man, I put work in. You dig what I'm saying? I was working. And we was feeling good, but, oh, Steve, Lucario, out of nowhere, man, out of nowhere, she said, like, she's moaning, shaking. Out of nowhere, she said, after this, I got to go home, right? And instantly, man, listen, bro, instantly, like, my dick just got soft. And I'm trying to, you know what I mean, you know, keep myself in the mood, but it kind of just, you know, immensely messed me up, right? And so I couldn't get back up after that. So we just, you know, chilling. I went back to the bathroom, you know, and got myself together. And I went back in the room. She started getting dressed. And then and her eyes were, like, watering real bad. Like, she feel like she's feeling guilty. Now, I don't know what the situation is with her and what's going on, and, you know, in her household, whatever the case. You dig what I'm saying? But I know I played my part. And so I'm sitting at my table, putting on my shoes. She came, sat on my lap, saying, I had a good time with you, but I just got to go, blah, blah, blah. And so, you know, I walked back to her car, and I ended up going on. Sorry, I went over to Buffalo Wild Wings, so I was McGregor, fighting my homies. But then after that, after that, like, I ain't heard nothing from her. So I ain't text her, I ain't call her. And, you know what I mean? So I'm just trying to figure out, like what should I do from now? Like, what should be my plan of attack? Should I just let her do all the pursuing now? Or do I just, like, what's up, fellas? Y'all my big brothers, man. What's good? What's going on?
Lucario, do you want to go first or shall I?
Yeah, I could go. You said that she's married or going through a divorce. Like, what happened with that part?
Going through a divorce. And she told me that when she was leaving, she said, "Now you know we both still live together, but we sleep in separate rooms." Now I don't know, you know, what that's all about, but based, long story short, she still is married, but going through the divorce.
Right. So see, that's the thing. It's either that or that's what's making her all wishy washy and acting weird, or she's probably still married on her man, you feel what I'm saying? Which is why she's feeling a certain way. You feel what I'm saying? So that's what it could be.
Yeah.
It's really just her. She ain't comfortable in the situation because it's something she's doing that she feels she shouldn't be doing at the moment. You feel what I'm saying? Which is throwing everything off. So I feel like she could still be actually married and just cheating on her man. Or if she's going through that divorce or whatever, there's still something going on between her and her man where she, you know what I'm saying, that she's being dishonest about or whatever. So that's the thing that I feel like is keeping the shit not flowing in that direction.
Yeah.
But I agree,
I'm on the same line as that. I'm on the same line as that, right? But I'm just saying, like, as far as I'm concerned now, right this second, I got two girls in my rotation. I got, like, you know, two other girls just, you know, in here and there.
All right,
5-7-0.
Do you have the kissing 101 or the making out or the five player, the fucking 101? Do you have any of those?
No, I ain't got none of that, brother. Nope, I ain't got none of that.
All right, this is. Let me tell you your problem. The problem is that you were basic like her man that she's having problems with. See, the thing is this. Let me tell you something. Everything you did up until the point she came over your house the first time was off the fucking chain. I'm going to say it again. Everything you did up to the point you got her back to your place was on fucking point. Your first problem is this is where y'all mess up at. See, y'all, you're doing good, 5-7-0, but remember, like, you always hear me play that Lenny Williams in the background, right?
Yeah,
what was your setup? Did you have the lights? Did you have the candle? Did you set the mood? Did you have the slow music in the background?
Oil burners, the scented oil burners, the incense is going.
All right, but here's the problem. The problem is, now let me ask you a question. You've been talking and texting her in between all this, right?
It was just basically, like I said, I gave my card about like 2 weeks before the first time we got together, and she hit me up out the blue, you know, like saying,
"Hey,
this is so and so."
I know that, but I know you. She hit you up and you set it up. No, I'm saying you did good on all that, but what I'm saying is, after you set it up, did you talk to her anymore after that?
Nah, and you know it's funny because she was real short with her like one word text on replies and stuff like that. And I did call her one time.
I did call
one time, and she didn't respond because it was so short in between. Because like I said, it was Wednesday the first time she hit me up, but then I set up for that Saturday. So that Thursday and Friday,
it wasn't needed
for no conversation.
It is needed for conversation, fam.
All right. I got you.
Okay. It is deep for conversation.
I got you.
Oh. Okay. So he's working. Okay. You there?
No. I'm here, bro.
It's all good. We got you.
I need to hear this.
See, this is why we always tell you, I don't want to be average and I don't want to be like the regular guy. You painted a picture of someone that knew what the fuck he was doing, which you showed her up until the point where she came over. Because if a woman's coming over my place and nothing's going down, she's never coming back again. She ain't coming over again. So what you did was, when nothing happened that time, you rewarded her bad behavior by giving her all this other stuff. Now, again, here's the next thing. Now, my next problem real quick is when you had her over the second time, again, I understand that you said, come over here, girl, you're sitting too far away. But my thing was, where is that motherfucker when you at the door, when she walking through the door, greeting her with a hug and pushing up against the wall and going for the kiss right there? Why did you
Just like this. Like when she met me, because I was at the store, I was making a run, and she pulled up my parking lot.
No,
she was waiting for like 5 minutes.
I don't want to care about that. Fam, we're good or not? No, 570. I'm asking about
this. I'm telling you, when she got out, when she walked to me, that's when I gave her a nice little squeeze before you even walked in the crib.
570. I'm talking about.
Can you get
Bergie
something? You got a
customer
out here? Thank you.
I'm here, Steve.
Okay, 570. I'm talking about when she was over your place the second time, all the way over on the couch. I'm asking you, why didn't you make your move before she walked in the door? Why did you wait until y'all sat on a couch and then told her to come over here? See, you have to understand something. When you're dealing with a woman that's in a relationship or a woman that's married, number one, she's on eggshells, okay? Because she's like, oh, my God, I can't believe I'm doing this. Is this the right guy? You know, if I'm going to fuck somebody, I got to make sure he's the right guy
for the job.
I got to make sure about that. So what I'm saying is real quick, is that what's important for you and everyone listening, y'all got to do more marination. You got to be, like, when she brought up, you know, I'm not trying to get in her business, but she talk about her man, you know, things I have with her man. Well, let's talk about it real quick. Listen. I'm not here to get in your business and all that other stuff, but I just want to let you know that, look, when you want to get away, call me. When you need to have some fun, call me. When you want some of this, you call me.
Right, I got you.
You let her know. That's what I'm saying, which you didn't do. But I'm saying is, see, when you utilize the kissing 101, you're mixing the mess of the making out, you mix in the five play and the fucking 101 and a pinch of master the bedroom, you already good. All right, let me just say real quick. I'm sorry I'm going too long, Ms. Carl. Let me just say this real quick. What I'm saying is this. I'll talk about one of my dogs, okay? And I'll talk, okay. He met a chick like two days ago. Well, last week, 2 days ago, right? Met her 2 days. Within those 2 days, now, and she's married. Within those 2 days, not only did he, with his mouthpiece, he already talked her out the pussy. He already got her showing panties, pictures of her pussy, and all the other stuff. So when they got together, it was already her saying, I want the dick. I can't wait to see you. I can't wait to suck that dick, have that dick in my mouth. That's what I'm trying to say, 570. That's what I'm trying to get y'all to get, to marinate the pussy between her ears. Once you do that, because guess what? The majority of husbands, boyfriends, and lovers, they can't do what we do.
They may not do it. Right. I understand.
Right. Okay. So
I'm with you, bro. I'm listening to y'all, bro. Y'all got it. Yeah, you're right, though. Absolutely.
Okay. All right.
Everything you said was real talk. You know what I mean? It's just, you know, again, especially if you're dealing with chicks who are, you know, going through some divorce, or they just broke up with their man, or they're in between shit or whatever, you know, a lot of them, they're going to be sort of all over the place. So you have to make sure you're leading that interaction so that you can guide her while she's, you know what I'm saying? Because if she's all over the place, you got to be the one to guide her to make sure that, you know, she's going to actually go in that direction of what you're trying to do with her. You see what I mean? And so the thing is, understanding in that situation is the key to understanding, okay, this is what I got to do next to make sure that this situation goes the way I want it to go. You see what I mean?
We got to grab the other one. But what I'm saying is, at the end of the day, dog, do you want to be average or do you want to be great? Now, again, everything you did was great.
I'm way above average, brother. Yes, sir.
No, wait, I know you're way above average when it comes to everything you've done, but when you got her over there, you was average. That was the problem.
No, wait, listen.
I'm only going by her behaviors, because if you do this shit right, she should be calling, texting, messaging you, telling you what time she's free, when she's getting away, what he's doing. So that's what I'm saying. And when you get to the level we're trying to get you with the kissing 101, the making out, the five play, the all fucking right, 101, master bedroom, it's a done data. Because why? Look, when you get a chance, send me an email as well. Because you need to listen to my spoken word, because you got to be able to talk to the pussy too. You got to be in her ear talking that yak to her Why are you doing these moves? Why? Because her all boyfriend, right. husband, or man, you know what he's doing? Who's pussy?
He crazy. I got you.
Yeah, I'm about to come and eat a sandwich. I want to go to sleep. That's all they're doing. But
right.
when you get with a Lucario and a motherfucking Steve Williams and we got you out of the crib, we talking that yak in your ear to give you something to chew on when we're not around you that will make you want to get in touch with us faster because you got a
right.
taste of the drug. You see what I'm saying, fam?
Right, I got you. Hey, look. All right, so what should my next move be with that? Should I just fall back and wait for her to reach out, or should I just let it marinate for a couple of weeks, then reach out to her again? Like, what you think the next move should be?
Well, I'll just tell her what's up, sexy. I send her a what's up, sexy.
Okay.
And that's it.
All right.
Hey, say, hit me back. Hey, just get back at me. Yeah. But here's a real quick, because I know Lucar has to go, but I'm just saying real quick, this is why it's important to talk. See, look, this is not porn. These women are, they have a need to be able to talk to somebody because they don't have that at home. So if
right.
you can't talk to her and make her feel sexy, we talk about a passion. They don't have passion at home. And I can offer you a passion. You just got to take
right.
this motherfucking card. It's a wrap. That's what I'm saying,
right.
man, okay?
They got to have that mental and emotional orgasm.
There you go. Ms. Lucario, what you got on that, fam?
Hey, no, real quick, man. You said all right there, shit.
Okay, all right. Well, we throw you back in. We got one more call to grab real quick, 570, before I guess we wrap this up. Caller on the villa, what's your question, man? What's up?
Hi, just information for Mr. Locardio. He forget to, on his website, to close his VP content upload folder, so I was able to download half of all his products, like The Art of Flirting, The Bad Boy Mindset, The Bad Boy Seminar, etc. It's like over 16 gigabytes.
What? What are you talking about?
I think he said you didn't close your membership thing where he downloaded like 16 gigabytes of your stuff or something.
Okay, well, that's a customer service question. You gotta have to like do something. This ain't the time for that. You know what I'm saying? You got a dating question?
No, I just wanted to inform you. I'm not a member of your site, but you didn't close your VPN content upload folder.
Yeah,
if you go on the web page.
Okay.
Hold on. What I'm saying is, if you have a dating question, ask us the dating question. Do you have a dating question, sir?
No, I just emailed you that I saw that about your site, but I didn't got a response. So if you don't
got to understand, this is a dating advice show. If you have a dating question, ask
he sound like he sound like he should have a million fucking questions. You ain't got no question, man.
Okay, it's not my website. It's not my security. So,
motherfucker, do you have a fucking question, man? Fuck you, dumb fuck. I'm sorry, Jesus. Next call, real quick. Anonymous, what's your question, dog? What's up? What's your question?
Hello.
Yes, did you have a question, sir?
Yes, I do. Black people, we are family with a really big bucket of KFC. Black.
Wait, hey, guys, listen. I want you to meet the guy whose girl I was fucking the other night when she was sucking my dick at work. I'm gonna bring him back in. I want you to hear him. Listen to him. Listen, goofy. Keep going, white. Keep going, motherfucking sucker. Keep going. Keep singing, motherfucker. Keep going.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He don't want to talk anymore because he know his girl's going to be sucking our dick. See, this is why, Mr. Lucario, I love these guys. Because this is the same motherfucker that get on here that's singing all this cake-ass shit, but when he get around a piece of pussy, he buckles like a bitch.
That's what I'm saying. This is the crazy. That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm like, dude, why y'all calling up trolling and these are the same dudes that's going to be crying and talking about watching with a girl. Like,
he the first bitch to cry when his girl sucking your dick, Ms. Licario. He the first one, what happened? I don't understand. I don't understand. I'm spending so much time talking to other guys that I'm not paying attention to my girl. Well, matter of fact, he probably ain't got no girl and shit anyway. But
right.
Yeah, but go ahead, Mr. Carr. Let's go ahead and wrap this motherfucker up. We at the 12 at the top of the hour. So go ahead and wrap it up, fam. What you got, man?
All right. So guys, make sure you hit me up at badboymembership.com. Also, make sure you guys follow me on Instagram at Real Mr. Locario. So make sure you guys check that out. Also, go to MrLocario.com to get this book, How to Have Sex with Two Women a Day. So make sure you guys holler at me with that. And, yeah, that's pretty much it, man.
All right. Well, let me grab this one. I know this guy popped up before. 407, did you have a question, man?
Hey, what's up? What's going on with y'all?
Well, what's your question real quick, big dog? What's up?
No, I was just saying, man, some of these guys, man, they be calling y'all, man, they be asking y'all some of the strangest and dumbest questions. Like, it's not rocket science with these women. It's just conversation.
But 407, here's the thing, brother. The thing is, most of these guys have world is flat thinking. So to people like you who have gone beyond that edge, you see it as them not having a conversation, but here's the problem. What do you do when your conversation is boring? There's nothing, there's no impact to it. So a lot of
guys need to get somebody. Somebody guys need to get some of these women life stories instead of trying to smash the first 5 seconds. You're not going, if a woman smashes you within 5 to 15 minutes, you don't know how many guys you done smashed before you. So do the math. Like, who wants to smash a chick that you just met? Like, you don't know her name or nothing.
See, dog, you're getting on some high-level shit right there, because you know what? Even though there's pussy I can smash, I don't want to smash, because my thought process is, well, for me, I can get it easily. But I'm thinking, if you're a motherfucker that can't talk to women, you have no backbone, no spine, and she's giving you pussy off the bat, that's a warning sign. Man, that's shit.
But exactly. And I see how y'all be trying to school these guys and guide them so they won't go the other route. You might be the one, you know what I'm saying, that might got that, and there's no cure for it. We don't have that magic Johnson money for that silver bullet. So you get that disease, you're screwed.
Yeah. Well, that's what we always tell them to wrap up as well. No doubt, man. Licario, did you want to say anything on that?
Dudes who want to learn the game and understand the game, they're going to learn it and understand it. You understand? At the end of the day, you know, that's what's going to happen. The other cats that, you know, want to play around and be on some goofy shit and, you know, it is what they're going to get, what they're going to get. And this is why, you know, you're hearing the same, you know, like, type of shit going on. It's like, because dudes is not really applying and taking shit seriously, and then they never really get anywhere. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Real quick, 407, like Ms. Licario was saying, a lot of these guys can't get women. So they think by being a class clown and try to disrupt our class that they got a shot. You know what I mean? That they're going to disrupt and prevent us from being men. We men morning, noon, and night. They're trying to get where we at. We ain't trying to go down where they at. So, but you can tell, but again, yeah, I don't get mad at guys like that. I love guys like that, because I feel like, Ms. Carr, I think we need more guys like that. Why? Because it gives us more opportunity to fuck their women. I mean, they don't understand that shit.
Exactly.
What?
They're not taking the
wisdom. I'm sorry?
I'm going to cut y'all off. They're not taking the wisdom. They're not taking the knowledge serious with y'all, which I give it them. When they see a woman, they buck it down, they freeze, they don't know what to do.
And it's going to get worse.
How to kiss a woman, how to flirt. Flirting and kissing, that's elementary. They should know
but
that.
That's, no, but if you've been watching porn, you see a lot of these young men are watch so much porn that they think porn is reality.
Man.
They think
no,
that they
not.
Can walk
no,
up to a woman,
no.
right, but they think they can walk up to a woman, say some shit, the porn music going to start, she's going to get on her knees and start sucking his dick. It don't work that way.
I,
it don't work, but that's
exactly.
right.
I've been porn star. You can't even come at a porn star like that. You have to talk to her with some sense, just like the one you meet coming out of gas station. You can't come at no women like that.
Yeah, no doubt.
You can't
no
come
doubt.
At no
All
porn
right,
stars
man.
Like that.
All right, man. Well, I gotta wrap this joint up, man. We gotta wrap it up. But thanks
right,
for coming. But I just want to. No, no doubt. But I want to real quick. I just want to say, guys, if y'all want to get some of the spoken word that I have, just send me an email at themanmindset@gmail.com. I think the next hour, let me see, Rosebud. Rosebud's coming on in the next hour, hour 10. Yeah, 10 o'clock his time. So within the next hour, we're going to have the show at Rosebud. And other than that, man, if y'all need to get with us at, you know, you already got Mr. Cario. Mr. Cario, that's the bad. What's your address again, Mr. Cario?
Badboymembership.com. So
okay.
Make sure you guys check that out. You feel me?
Okay, yeah. So, yeah, y'all do that, guys. We got a show coming up in 55 minutes with Rosebud. We're going to be chopping it up. Y'all make sure y'all check that out, man. We got the roll, man, and we will see y'all next week, man. We out this motherfucker, man.
Peace.
Peace.